Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
From Boston University, this is WBUR, Boston's NPR news station, on the web at WBUR.org. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Are we on the road to economic recovery? The Massachusetts economy added 7,600 jobs last month, bringing the state unemployment rate down to 9.3%. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on the March jobs report.
Alan Clayton Matthews has been waiting for job numbers like these. He's an economist at Northeastern University, and for months he's watched the unemployment rate bounce around and send mixed messages about economic trends. Not these latest figures.
This whole job report is positive. Everything is going in the right direction.
Almost every job sector added workers. Even the numbers from the month before got revised in the right direction. The statisticians decided the state added more jobs in February than first thought. It all adds up to almost 14,000 new jobs over the last 3 months. One of them went to Aubrey Everett in Quincy.
When I, actually got the official offer, I had just picked my stepdaughter up from her house, and she was so excited, and she wrote this sign that said, Aubrey got a job. It was just, I just felt such immense relief.
Everett had been laid off last May when the retail store she worked for went out of business. She says it was a full-time job looking for one. Over the months, everyone she reached out to said they weren't hiring right now, and those that were told Aubrey she was overqualified.
It really sucked. It was really like one of the worst times for me. I'm young, I'm only 25, so for me it was kind of like, where is my life going? Where is my career going? It was very difficult.
So Aubrey's thrilled to be back at work doing what she studied in college. But here's the reality check. There are more than 323,000 people in Massachusetts who are still looking for work, and that doesn't count people who have given up looking. Northeastern economist Clayton Matthews expects some things, like foreclosures, to continue to get worse, because even when people do get hired, he says, it takes a long time to build up savings and credit again.
We're still seeing a lot of pain out there, and that's going to dissipate slowly. But at least the economy is in recovery.
There's pain, he says, but at least things are starting to get better. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.